The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So glad to have you with us today as you listen to Retire Right with Alan Becker. I want to start things off by giving you Alan's phone number. If you have questions about your retirement planning process or if you're ready for a second opinion, that's something that Alan helps people with day in and day out. So here's that number as we get rolling on the show. It's 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. And we've all been told so many things about retirement. You know, how much money you're going to need, whether you should keep your money in the stock market, what the odds are that you'll end up in a nursing home, or even if an annuity is worth considering. And guess what? Much of what you may have heard or even read about retirement issues like these, it's either off base or simply doesn't apply to you. So today, we're going to set the record straight by exploring some of the most common myths and misconceptions about retirement planning. And Alan, I know you've compiled a list of retirement myths that you're going to share with us today, and I want you to tell us about that.
Thanks, Megan. It's like you said, there's a pretty good chance that as you plan for retirement, that there's a lot of just stuff that's been floating around there that you've heard, and some is probably worth considering, others we need to discuss. So we're going to talk a lot about those myths and misconceptions in today's shows. And there's quite a few that I want to go over today because retirement is just so important. The number one fear of retirees seems to be making it to and through retirement without running out of money. And here at Retirement Solutions Group, we want to do our best to eliminate that number one fear because people are living longer each and every day. And it's about your golden years. So we want to make sure you understand how to make it to and through retirement. So the first myth we're going to talk about is one I know I grew up hearing, which is that you need $1 million in assets and that's going to be enough to retire. And it kind of stems back to the idea of having a 5% withdrawal rate or $50,000 coming off of your investments, that plus Social Security should give you a nice comfortable amount of money to retire on. Unfortunately, that statistic or that myth is not focused on any one individual, so it's really general. We think here at Retirement Solutions Group that your retirement planning should be based on your unique concerns and issues, and it's as unique as your own fingerprint. So it's really about the amount of money you've saved and you're spending and what you're comfortable with. So a person could retire with millions of dollars or thousands of dollars and still be just as comfortable. So we really want to find out how much you need in retirement. What's your number instead of just some arbitrary financial goal?
So, Alan, as we're talking about this today, then is it true that the strategies you end up implement to manage your savings, that those strategies actually matter more than the dollar amount in your nest egg?
Megan, absolutely. I think that is a very factual statement there because it's not the amount of money you have, it's how you utilize those dollars. Meaning, do you have too much risk on your portfolio and how much are you going to pull on a monthly basis to accomplish certain goals? I've seen people make mistakes like taking a lot of money out of their IRA and paying off their house. At first, that looks like a great opportunity to get rid of a payment, which in essence fixes cash flow, but you have to look at the overall tax consequences. So when we're trying to figure out how to get to and through retirement and how to utilize our funds, we really need to look at what are we spending for our hobbies, for our needs, for our necessities, for our travel, for spoiling the grandkids, all the things that make a family and make retirement retirement. So you're pulling from a lot of different places to accomplish a lot of different things. Well, we need to make sure that money lasts as long as you do. And sometimes we can use different vehicles with less risk or market exposure to accomplish more conservative and consistent cash flow, which may make it just a lot more peaceful in retirement, knowing that that money is going to be there consistently week after week, month after month, year after year, and that there's no chance we're ever going to run out of money. Social Security actually can function like that. Pensions can function like that. Also, so can annuities. So there's a lot of different tools out there, and we need to find the right mix of tools for each and every listener, each and every retiree that we're assisting. If you're nearing retirement, there's a good chance you could really benefit from having a well-thought-out strategy designed to help maximize your retirement assets. And the first step to getting that strategy is to contact us today and schedule a retirement roundtable review. This is completely customized. It's an analysis that's available only to the first 10 people who call 913-685-9422. This analysis comes directly from Retirement Solutions Group at RSG Investments. We are going to take your numbers and assist you to get to and through retirement. Call now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Glad to have you with us. I want to give you Alan's website as well. If you'd like more information, go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan holds dinner workshops all throughout the year. And if you'd like to attend one of those, you can find out more at that website. Again, it's retirerightkc.com. Alan, how do you help someone determine how much they'll need to save for retirement when we really don't know how long we're going to live?
Well, not knowing how long we're going to live doesn't mean we shouldn't plan for the best case scenario. And, you know, I love statistics, but at the same time, not a big fan of them because they don't apply to everybody. That's why they're statistics. But at the end of the day, if you're 65 today, you've got a 1 in 25% chance. So 1 out of 4 chance that you're going to make it to 92. The average life expectancy these days is 86. But if you make it to 92, there's also a 1 in 10 chance you're going to make it to 97. There's people hitting 100 years old every day. So as a population, we are definitely living longer, and we don't want the money to run out before we do. So we have to look at things like our budgeting, our longevity, health, and then protect things like healthcare costs and inflation, taxes. But we have to look at the fees and hidden expenses within our portfolio, look at the stock market volatility. There's just so many moving parts. It's really important that you get with a financial professional that you trust to help you navigate this landscape. Many financial professionals consider longevity to be the biggest threat to your retirement income simply because it intensifies all the other risks out there. And I completely agree with that concept because you don't know how long you're going to live. And my grandma's over 100 years old. So if you live to be 100, even in your 90s, but over 100, that money has to do a lot of work to keep you comfortable in retirement, especially with the cost of inflation. I mean, all you have to do is look in the past and see what things used to cost versus what they cost today.
Alan, speaking of statistics, you know, statistics do tell us that at least 70% of people who are over the age of 65 are going to end up needing some kind of form of long-term care services in their lifetime. That's a lot of people. So how do you approach that issue of long-term care with your clients?
Well, long-term care is something that is very important to a lot of people, but unfortunately, it seems to be more important to people that have had an experience with it. And the fact that I've been doing this for over 20 years, I have grandparents that have used long-term care services, people in my family that are very close to me. I, too, understand how long-term care can affect the family personally, not just professionally. So it's very near and dear to my heart, and I address it with all of our clients. But there's a lot of different ways to look at long-term care. I mean, there are things that we can do right now to address those risks in long-term care. I mean, we're talking $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month just in our area. Some other areas, it's $10,000, $12,000, $15,000 a month. I mean, long-term care is an expensive proposition. And we're talking about home health care, adult daycare, assisted living, nursing homes, the whole gamut, right? So we can look at some form of long-term care insurance, which would be a policy that's specific job is to take care of long-term care. We can also look at alternatives. And these days, I look a lot more towards the alternatives just because it fits better with our clientele for the most part. And what I'm talking about there is looking at life insurance policies that have living benefits. And a living benefit is a way to take a portion of the death benefit and have it come back to you while you're in a nursing home. So in other words, you have a $100,000 policy, $25,000 of that can be used for long-term care over a four-year period, let's say. You have a $1 million policy, $250,000 of it could be used for long-term care. It's just an added benefit inside some life insurance policies. We can also use annuities with long-term care riders. What I mean by that is some of these guaranteed income payments that we can get through annuities where, let's say we're receiving $30,000 a year from our annuities. Well, if we go into a nursing home, it pays $60,000 a year. So it's a doubler for long-term care by many policies these days. And typically, that's a five-year payout. In other words, it'll double for as long as there's money in the account, or 5 years. Those are usually the two most popular options. We can also look at other types of insurance policies that might have long-term care riders built in. There's lots of different ways to take care of it. There's a product out there called a Money Guard where you put $100,000 in, and if you pass away, it's worth $150,000. But if you want your money back, you get your $100,000. And if you need long-term care, maybe it's worth $125,000. So many different ways to take care of long-term care. The point is to address it, have a plan, and that way we can work our plan.
Alan, so much of this I know you discuss at your dinner workshops. A lot of big retirement topics come up at those. When you're discussing some of these things, do you entertain questions from those who are in attendance?
Megan, I love doing our workshops. In my opinion, it's like Retire Right Live. You know, I'm there, I'm talking, I believe I'm a pretty good speaker, and I get a lot of good feedback from it. There's no PowerPoint. So the way I get started is asking why people came out there. And if the questions pertain to the group, I do entertain them. It's really just an open forum where people can come out with other peers, maybe bring another couple with you that might be in that same time of life where they're approaching or already in retirement. Or maybe somebody's just planning on retiring someday and wants to be ahead of the curve. The basic idea of these workshops is to give you just a safe place, no pressure, have a conversation, have a nice meal. And then if you like what you're hearing, to schedule a visit and come in and work with us here at Retirement Solutions Group. I've put together a great team over the years. We have everything from an estate planner who offices here at Retirement Solutions Group. We have tax professionals we work with. And then the rest of us here are either life and health professionals to help you with the long-term care, the Medicare, those types of planning, or the financial planners. And we are what you call a Series 65. So we're fiduciaries, which means we work in your best interest, legally obligated, as well as emotionally and personally. We just want to help you get to and through retirement. It's just such an important time of life, and there's just a lot of stuff out there to confuse a person, so we want to make it as simple as possible. You know, if you're wanting to have a reliable stream of income that you can depend on during your retirement, I feel it would be a great option, if not a necessity, to meet with a retirement planner and make sure that what you want to have happen is possible and probable. There's a way to find out if what you've put together, what you've saved for retirement, is enough to get you to and through retirement. And that would be to pick up the phone and be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. Our families are very important to us, and the one thing we want to be able to do is provide for them. So being a part of our Roundtable Retirement Review would give you the clarity to know if you're going to make it to and through retirement and make sure that money lasts as long as you do. So be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. That number again is 913-685-9422. It never hurts to get a second opinion. Look forward to seeing you in the office, but you got to call now, 913-685-9422.
Well, some of the most misleading myths and misconceptions about retirement relate to how you invest your money. Alan is going to help clear those up for us straight ahead.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 9th or Thursday, January 11th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So glad to have you with us today. I'm joined by Alan Becker, as I am each week, from Retirement Solutions Group. And if you'd like to get in touch with Alan and his team, you can dial today. That number, it's 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. Alan's office is conveniently located for you at 435 and Metcalf in Overland Park. Today, we're exploring some of the most common myths and misconceptions that are related to retirement planning. Alan, what do you think some retirees are getting wrong as it relates to their investment strategies?
Megan, people make all kinds of assumptions of, you know, with how they should invest. Far too often, people are trying to apply that one-size-fits-all solution in an increasingly diverse and segmented-type economy. Many of you have bought into the myth that retirement means it's time to move all your money out of the stock market, and that can be way too conservative. The market has potential. You just have to make sure that you're investing to your risk tolerance. And what I mean by that is, here at Retirement Solutions Group, we do a risk score, if you will, where we ask some pertinent questions to figure out, and this is going to sound a little weird from an investment advisor, but we want to find out how much money you're willing to lose. In an up market, making money is not difficult. And if I ask you the question, how much money you want to make, you're not going to limit me. But if I asked you how much money you're willing to lose, that's a pretty emotional answer, meaning some people are going to say nothing. I don't want to lose a dime. Others are going to say, you know, maybe 5 or 10%. The idea is to build your portfolio based on what you can tolerate and then make sure that you have all those buckets set up for income and vacation, for the what ifs, if you will, as well as the needs. So coming back to the budgeting concept there. The idea in retirement is to know if you're going to be fully invested in the stock market, that there's going to be times of downturn and you may have to pull from savings or a less volatile type account to weather those storms. Maybe you're willing to use a hybrid approach where we can utilize some fixed or fixed indexed annuities to create some fixed income in there to work with your pension if you're fortunate enough to have one, or with your Social Security to offset that. The idea of retirement is to figure out how all these things work together, but in the most tax efficient way possible. The appropriate balance, it's going to differ from person to person, and chances are it's going to change for you, you know, over time. So you have to constantly inspect what you expect. You have to come back, have more meetings and visits and see what changes need to be made, especially if you have a major life change in your own family. You know, to find the appropriate balance between growth and protection, you might have to mix stock market investments and fixed return vehicles like bonds, CDs, and annuities. So it's really just a program or a plan that's structured to the individual.
So, Alan, how do you help someone figure out the right asset allocation for their own personal situation?
Well, Megan, I can't give away all my secrets right here on the radio, can I? Bottom line, this is why we've created the Roundtable Retirement Process. This proprietary process here at Retirement Solutions Group is about having several visits, meeting with people, getting to know them, getting to understand them, getting to figure out what's on their bucket list. What are we actually planning for? What are we trying to accomplish? You know, do you want to leave money behind? Do you want the last check to bounce, so to speak? I mean, what is it you're trying to accomplish so that we can build out a plan? So first is definitely going to go along the lines of risk tolerance. In our first visit, we've gotten to know you. Then once we start rolling up our sleeves and deciding we want to work together, we're going to go through risk tolerance. And one of those steps is just mapping out a strategy that involves assessing your risk tolerance. And we want to know just how much risk you're comfortable with. So like I was talking about just a little while ago, making sure we understand how much you could tolerate losing or what your idea of a decent or fair, reasonable return is. The other is looking at the longevity, wanting to know how long do you expect to live? How long do you want to plan for? And then, you know, I always like to go above and beyond. If you say you want to plan for 20 years, I want to plan for 30. The idea is to make sure that our plan won't fall apart and that even if you live longer than you expect, then you're still okay. If you don't live as long as you expect, that's not really a problem, right? Planning is for the longevity, for, you know, living longer than you expect or as long as you want, and then taking care of the loved ones that you leave behind. You know, whether retirement is already upon you, close at hand, or it's a distant reality, the goal is the same, to keep as much money as you can in your own pocket. So you have choices and control of your own financial present and future. But this doesn't happen by accident. What you need is a well-thought-out strategy for your retirement, developed with the help of one of our firm's financial professionals who understands the big picture. If you're among the first 10 people who call 913-685-9422, you're going to gain access to our Roundtable Retirement Review. This is no off-the-shelf plan. We're going to look at your big picture, talk with you about your needs, your wants, and your goals, and then based on that conversation, provide you with a roundtable retirement plan that's developed based wholly on your individual circumstances. So if you want a greater level of certainty about your income and your financial well-being during retirement, don't pass up this offer. Just be among the first 10 callers at 913-685-9422. Call now and we'll connect you with one of our retirement professionals. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, 913-685-9422. We want to get this customized retirement roundtable review done and in your hands, so call me, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
And Alan's website is retirerightkc.com. Again, that's retirerightkc.com. On the show today, we're discussing retirement-related myths and misconceptions. So, Alan, what's another myth about retirement investing that you think people should be wary of?
Well, this one is, you know, it has to deal with categories of the stock market investments. The idea of actively managed investments that potentially could have higher fees and costs, they may outperform passively managed or lower fee, lower cost investments. And that's kind of a mouthful. So let's kind of break it down. When we're talking about actively managed portfolios, we have a fund manager on the backside who is trying to outpace the index that we're working with. So let's say it's the S&P 500. So the active managers are using their research and that cost is passed on to the fund. And their goal is to try and outpace the index that they're benchmarking. So again, like the S&P 500. Passively managed funds, these could be index funds, exchange-traded funds. They generally carry lower fees than the active managed, but it's more of a buy-and-hold strategy where you're placing your funds into a passively managed account that's based on an index and stays true to that model and continues to be rebalanced. You know, here at Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments, we like to use the appropriate mix, and we use institutionally actively managed funds as well as the passive funds, based on your unique concerns. So you really want to make sure that you understand the model you're in, how it performs, what the underlying concept or what you're trying to shoot for, like meaning the return that you want to get or how much risk you're taking. And then once you understand your investment style, your manager's style, that'll make it a lot more user-friendly. It's very difficult when you just hand things over to a investment person and say, I'm just looking for returns, you really don't know what you're trying to accomplish other than to make money. And then when something happens like a 2008 and the market drops 40%, you're sitting back trying to figure out why your funds just dropped 40%. A lot of times that's just because it was following a benchmark. The benchmark went down. Guess what your funds did? So there's definitely an argument for both styles of investing. So you want to maybe have a mix of different types of investment strategies inside your portfolio. The idea, though, is the market has some growth potential in there. You want to take advantage of it, but you also want to understand which style of investing you're using and which one works better for you. So what you want is an investment that delivers good value. That means weighing the performance of the investment relative to the fees it charges to the investors. So for some, it may be worth considering investing in passively managed funds because passive investments, although there's no guarantee, they may actually outperform actively managed funds over time. Get with an advisor that you trust, that you want to work with, and that you understand, and then they'll help you understand the different methodologies and we'll find the right portfolio for you.
Alan, how important is rebalancing your portfolio?
Megan, in today's day and age, rebalancing is extremely important because when you have some of these passive portfolios that are more of the buy and hold strategy, you may have bought something and you're holding it. Well, then dividends could come in play. It could, 9 years of a bull market, it's made some money, right? So between the dividends and the value of the asset going up, you may be outweighed from what you originally started with. In other words, you may have wanted to be at a, let's say, a 50-50 mix. And because of the dividend paying in, now you have an overweighting of cash if that wasn't automatically reinvested. Or maybe it's purchased more of that holding and now you have more equity positions than you did, and now you're at a 60-40 or a 30-70 type mix. So it's very important that you rebalance to keep true to what your risk score or risk tolerance is. Especially as you get older, typically you would get more conservative. So 9 years of a bull market, starting that process 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 years ago, it's a very high probability that your portfolio is not in balance to what your initial mix was, and you probably haven't reevaluated what your risk score should be. So those two pieces can really make a portfolio out of whack, and then the market corrects, you could lose a lot more than you were willing to take risk on. So yeah, balancing is extremely important, and we recommend that you look into it at least on a quarterly or semi-annual basis, because that's one of the downsides of a passive portfolio is it does stay passive. And if you're not calling your advisor, a lot of times they're not calling you because, you know, they're not talking to you. Maybe they just feel you're happy and you're making money, so there's not much to change. So it's real important that you balance on a regular basis, that you communicate with your advisor on a regular basis. You know, given how much is riding on ensuring you'll have enough income to last throughout retirement, there's much to gain from engaging in a financial professional who has experience creating and coordinating retirement income strategies. Now is a good time as any to get a no-obligation, customized retirement roundtable review. It will help uncover areas where there may be opportunity to help grow your retirement nest egg so it provides enough income for as long as you need it. The analysis will also include how to better understand and handle choices regarding your Social Security benefits. A lot of options out there, and it's real important. We just had a couple come in the other day, thought all the changes in Social Security, they couldn't file on their spouse's Social Security anymore, and didn't understand that if they're the same age, which this couple was only a few months apart, they still had an opportunity to file on one of their Social Securities and then take the bigger one later. Much less opportunity, but it still exists for some. We've had some people that didn't realize some of those choices had changed. So understanding your Social Security is so important. Options for creating a steady income stream in retirement, so very important. Strategies to help ensure your retirement income can withstand the increasing cost of healthcare, taxes, inflation, and market exposure. All of this, be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Well, do you know what to believe when it comes to the best strategies for your retirement? Relying on the wrong advice could damage your financial outlook. Alan helps you get to the bottom of more retirement planning myths up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak, and this is Retire Right. I'm sitting here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you're looking for results for your retirement, Alan can help. Here's his phone number. It's 913-685-9422. Again, 913-685-9422. Well, people really do need more clarity and fewer misconceptions in their retirement income picture. So today, Alan is helping you get to the bottom of common misleading retirement planning myths. Alan, what's another myth out there that you want to clear up?
The myth we're going to talk about now is that you can live comfortably during retirement on Social Security benefits alone. Now, this is a big one. For some people, it's possible that they can live on just Social Security, but Social Security replaces less than 40% of pre-retirement income for the average worker retiring at age 65. It was never designed to cover 100% of our income in retirement. So it's very important that you make the right choices with your Social Security so that it's going to be there when you need it. It's going to take care of you, but you also have to understand where you're going to get other income sources in retirement. So Social Security, very important, but Social Security alone out of context does not make a financial plan. You really have to make sure you have a tax-efficient plan. This is something so very common these days. I have clients come in and they tell me they want to create a tax-efficient portfolio. They've talked to their financial person. They said they should just take Social Security at 70. I've had others say, you know, I don't think Social Security is going to be around. I should just take it at 62, or maybe they've already taken it at 62. The thing about Social Security is you have one chance. If you make a wrong assumption, you take it the wrong time, you have 1 year to correct it. Otherwise, it's irrevocable. And that means paying back all payments that you received up to that point. But the idea of Social Security is it's an income source. It's only taxed at 85 cents on the dollar for most of us, 50 cents for some. And if you don't make a lot of income at all, it can be tax-free. But conceptually here, if it's taxed at 85 cents on the dollar, and let's say you have money sitting back in your 401k that someday is going to become an IRA, it's very important that you work on your Social Security strategy with your tax planning on your required minimum distributions that'll happen at 70 and a half. Between the ages of 59 and a half and 70 and a half is your sweet spot in retirement to start maximizing your tax brackets, taking and using the money in your IRA for income to lessen the required minimum distribution pain, if you will, in retirement that continues to go up. And once you lose a spouse, your tax brackets drop, but the payments increase. It is a tax time bomb, if you will. So Social Security should be coming into the strategy to figure out, do I have enough in my IRAs that I should be living on that first and then decide when to take Social Security? So Social Security alone, very difficult to make a decision. You got to look at the big picture. That's where working with a fiduciary, working with somebody that understands Social Security and income and taxes all can come together to help you create that perfect plan.
So as we're talking about making that perfect plan and uncovering some of these myths, if the Social Security income isn't going to be enough for most retirees, then Alan, what are other ways to generate income in retirement?
There's lots of ways to generate income, Megan. So we could start with pensions, but there's only about 2% of the population that still gets those. And those that get them, typically it's not enough to cover all their expenses. But if you're lucky enough to have a private pension, good for you. We need to make sure that fits in as one of our income sources, but that alone is probably not enough income to take care of everything. Then we look at Social Security like we've been talking about, and it needs to fit in. So a pension and Social Security together, we may be getting closer to that number. So let's say we figure out we need $10,000 a month to live on, and pension's covering $1,000 and Social Security's covering $4,000. So we're at $5,000, but we need $10,000. So where do you get the other $5,000? It could be from your 401k. And that's where I like to talk about. We had defined benefit plans, then we switched to defined contribution plans, but who's helping us define our benefit? So it's very important to work with somebody that can help you create that income stream out of your 401k. And that could be putting it in equities. It also could be using things such as annuities, because annuities are just a guaranteed income stream you can't outlive. So there is a vehicle that could be utilized to create the remainder of that income or some portion of it to give you that consistent income for the rest of your life. Maybe it's a portion of some dividend payments and some annuity payments. You could also use life insurance strategy. Something I do myself is put away some money to create an income stream down the line using a life insurance chassis. It gives me the safety of my principal. It gives me some added protection for my family if something happens before I get there. But at the end, I'll be able to take money out of that policy to create income on a tax-free basis. And so life insurance is a very popular item that shouldn't be overlooked. We also could utilize real estate and potentially rental income off of that. Maybe you're planning on an inheritance, but just remember, whoever you're inheriting from may need to use it before you get to it. So it is a viable option that we need to look at. And then you could look at part-time employment. So there's lots of options out there. I was just meeting with somebody the other day and they retired from their job, had their numbers in, could maximize their pension, but still needed some health benefits. So they decided to get a job, and that job served two duties. It gave them insurance. It also gave them a discount on one of their hobbies. So they were able to use the discount to help some remodeling of their current farm and also some of the rehab they do to create other rentals. So just looking at your opportunity out there and figuring out what pieces we can put together to give you the lifestyle you want, that's what retirement planning is all about. The thing about retiring is you should go at it with a written plan. So many people go into retirement winging it, just pulling money. They say they have enough money, but it's so much better and we find so much easier on the soul, less stressful, if you will, if you go into retirement with a plan. That's why we created the Roundtable Retirement Process, our proprietary process here at Retirement Solutions Group that helps you in five core areas of retirement. What I'm talking about is income planning, investment planning, tax efficiency, legacy, and healthcare. These are the five areas that we find people need the most assistance and get the most confusion out going to and through retirement. Be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422, and we're going to put you through our customized roundtable retirement review at no cost and no obligation. But be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. And if you call right now, I'll send you an autographed copy of my book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. So be one of those next 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422.
And we're glad to have you with us here on the program today. I want to give you Alan's website. If you haven't checked that out, head over to RetireRightKC.com. I told you about his dinner workshops. These are great seminars that he holds all year long. If you want to attend, go to that website and find out how to get registered. Again, it's RetireRightKC.com. Today, we're debunking some of the most common retirement planning myths. And these are all things you've heard, but maybe haven't had the opportunity to really investigate, to learn the truth in. And Alan, I wanted to find out if there are any misconceptions out there about some common retirement planning tools that we have available today.
Well, absolutely. Megan, one of the ones that comes to mind first is the myth that annuities are just too risky or too costly for pre-retirees and retirees to even look at. And, you know, this is a $200 billion industry, these annuities. And it was primarily a variable annuity world and landscape for many years. And that is slowly moving to a fixed or fixed indexed type landscape because people don't want to mix the risk of their portfolio in the variable type contracts. They would rather have something that's guaranteed or easily to understand, which typically lies in the fixed or fixed index style of annuity. You know, and I would go to say that annuities themselves have their own list of myths that we may need to debunk someday. But one of them I'd like to start with is my money's tied up. I can't get access to it. So why would I want to use an annuity? And I would say that most of us, when we're looking at annuities, it's a portion of our assets. It's the way it should be. So let's say you had $1 million in retirement dollars and you wanted to put $250,000 in an annuity. Well, that would leave you $750,000 over on the side that's liquid. The idea is to take the money that you would like to guarantee in retirement, the income you'd like to guarantee, and use that portion in the annuity. Not everything, just the portion you want guaranteed. Now, maybe it takes more than $250,000 in that example to create the income you need. So be it. But the portion you want guaranteed. But let's take that a step further. Let's say that $1 million was all qualified dollars. It was all in your IRA, your 401k. You've not paid taxes on that money. And you wanted it all in your hot little hands right now. Well, because of the IRS, you get about 50 cents on the dollar after taking the maximum state tax and maximum federal taxes. Plus, you'd get a few extra charges in there for your Medicare if you were at 65 for having a high modified adjusted gross income. So there's a lot of different costs that would come in and you'd get a lot less of it than you thought. So in essence, our qualified dollars are not liquid either. So we need to make sure we're using the annuity appropriately and in the correct way. The bottom line is annuities are simply a retirement income planning tool. They may or may not be the best solution for your income concerns. So I recommend working with a financial professional like those of us here at Retirement Solutions Group who can examine your entire financial picture to determine if an annuity is right for you and your family.
Alan, when we talk about annuities, you know, it seems as though there are a lot of preconceived notions out there. Why do you think they get such a bad rap?
You know, honestly, in certain cases, the bad rap's justified. I mean, if you've seen what I've seen over the last 20 years with people having variable annuities, for example, that they thought were guaranteed, and with the market losses of 2008 in that time frame, you might have an income value worth $200,000 and an account value worth $50,000. So people were losing principal. Now, if you just think of it as an income vehicle and you don't worry about the value of it, then that would be okay. So a variable annuity principal can be at risk. When we look at the fixed index annuities, there's been some bad products out there that had forced distributions in the wrong time or people didn't understand how to get their money out of them. So yeah, I understand. My own grandmother at 95 was refunded her money that she put into the annuity because she lived too long. She bought this thing in her late 70s, but it had some underlying fine print that said at 95, contract over, we're sending back your money. Well, she's already over 100 years old, could have used that income stream, but she bought a contract that did not allow her to keep it past 95. So definitely some of that rap is justified. But also, a lot of it gets bad flack and bad publicity because the securities people that don't sell them are the ones out there writing those articles or telling people what's wrong with them. And I think one of the biggest is, if I buy an annuity, I'm limiting my upside. Absolutely. I would ask anybody that's ever bought an annuity to ask why they bought it. And the answer should be because they wanted to limit their upside, because they wanted to eliminate their downside. You can't have your cake and eat it too every time. In other words, if you want to make 20% in the market, you got to be willing to risk 20, 30, 40%, right? That's the thing about the market. People don't realize that if you're making money in the market, somebody else is losing. There's always two sides to every trade. So understanding market volatility, understanding what you're trying to accomplish is very important. So annuities should be used as an income vehicle. They should be utilized to create your income in retirement. See, annuities can be a good option for people seeking to solidify their income picture during retirement. Are they right for you and your situation? I don't know. It's a good idea to take a look. What kind of annuity makes the most sense for you? There's a lot of options out there. What you need to do is be one of the first 10 callers today at 913-685-9422. Call me right now and we'll get a retirement roundtable review directly from Retirement Solutions Group. And one of those parts of the plan will consist of an annuity review. It's critical that you get an independent and trusted professional to help you with guiding you to and through retirement and looking at all your annuity options to get your retirement roundtable review. Be one of those first 10 callers right now at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. It never hurts to get a fresh perspective on your retirement needs and how an annuity might help meet them. So call me now, 913-685-9422.
Well, the final retirement planning myths we'll discuss today might not even be on your radar. Find out what those are and why believing them could mean trouble for your financial health up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, January 9th or Thursday, January 11th at Jess and Jim's Steakhouse in KC Mo. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you're ready to start building that dream retirement, all it takes is a phone call to Alan to get started. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Online as well. Go to retirerightkc.com. We're talking about myths and misconceptions about retirement planning here on the show. Things that you should be wary of as you're starting to think about your own retirement. Alan, how can finding the right advisor help you understand some of the truth behind these myths?
Well, Megan, this brings me to one of the other myths we need to address today, the idea that all financial and insurance professionals are created equal. And makes me think of an old joke, which really is not a joke, it's just kind of a fact, which is, what do they call the guy who graduated last in medical school? Do you know?
I don't.
They call him doctor. So at the end of the day, how do you know how well your doctor's performing or performed in school? Because his name still starts with doctor, right? Well, it's the same thing here in the financial professional industry. Everybody that's passed the exam or works in the industry is not as good, creative, successful, all those things as the next person. So we're not all created equal. After 20 years in this industry and creating a pretty much self-sufficient financial planning firm here in Johnson County, Kansas, and been doing this for, like I said, 20 years, had Retirement Solutions Group for over 10 of those, you know, not everybody creates that. So it's very important to find out what's the background. I mean, when I first walked into one of these big box houses, when I first got out of the Navy, oh, almost 20 years or better ago. Oh, shoot, I got been out of the Navy for probably 25 years. But anyway, walked into this office and I asked two questions. I asked the financial person, I said, what do you drive and what's your money invested in? And he thought, he's like, so taken back, like nobody's ever asked me those questions. Like, I want to know how successful you are, and I want to know if you're investing in the same stuff you're recommending for me. So that was my guidepost to working with that financial professional before I was in a position or in the industry to what I'm doing today, right? And I think those are the type of questions I would hope that somebody would come and ask me, is to say, how successful are you? Are you investing in the same models, the same types of products, the same solutions that you're giving to me? Because, you know, my dad taught me at a young age, if you're going to offer something, you better be believing it enough to be utilizing it yourself. So I've always practiced under that model. And I think that too many financial people may be in there for the wrong reason. Maybe they're motivated by money rather than actually helping people. I like to ask people, you know, have you ever heard a financial advisor say, don't spend your principal, just spend your returns? And we've probably all heard that one, right? Well, I like to ask that at the workshop. If you've heard that, why would somebody say that? And I'll get kind of the glasses half full or the glasses half empty kind of answer, which means, well, they don't want you to run out of money. Well, that's the optimistic answer. The pessimistic answer, which I feel is more accurate, is the advisor that tells you that doesn't understand retirement planning, doesn't understand you're going to spend your money. You just need to do it in the most efficient way, because that's why the number one fear of retirees is running out of money. So that person is telling you that because they don't want you spending their retirement, because they're making money on your portfolio. And I don't think that's the right way to help somebody get to and through retirement. When we're helping somebody, we want to make sure that they're spending that money for the things they love, because money only has two purposes. You're either going to give it away or you're going to spend it. Everything else you do is till you do one of those two things. So you need to enjoy that money or your kids are going to enjoy it for you. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's ultimately what's going to happen. So no, not all advisors are created equal. You need to figure out what direction they're looking for, what they're trying to accomplish, and make sure that it's in line with what you want for retirement.
So Alan, what advice do you have for people who still need to find the right professional to help them with their retirement plan?
There's a lot of ways to find financial professionals these days. You could talk to your peers at work, see who they're working with. You could go to some of those workshops. I mean, if you're over the age of 50, 55, you probably could look in your mailbox and find two or three restaurants a night that are holding workshops from a financial professional. Or you could just pick up the phone and schedule a visit with the fine folks here at Retirement Solutions Group. That's the one I would prefer. But there's lots of different ways to find somebody out there. But the key is to find somebody that's right for you. So here's some things I would look for. So if you've got a pen handy, I'd grab it. Because what you want to work with is somebody that has a 65 or 66 securities license. And you can go to finra.brokercheck.org. Just Google it and you can find that website. That's one way to find out how somebody's licensed. Because a 65 and 66 securities license are the only two fiduciary license on the market that require somebody to act in your best interest. The other thing I would look for is a life and health license, because if you want medical insurance in retirement, I'm talking Medicare, Medicare Advantage, prescription drugs, if you want tax-efficient planning, long-term care, that kind of thing, you definitely need to have somebody that has a life and health license. If you want guaranteed income in retirement, to use the word guaranteed, I have to be using my insurance license, can't use my securities license to use the word guarantee. So if you want an annuity inside your portfolio, a fixed or fixed index annuity, you need somebody that has an insurance license. So those are the two things that I would start with, a life and health license and a securities license, and somebody that knows how to use those. Then I would ask, when they make a recommendation, that they're utilizing the same types of products. Ask them what they're invested in. Find out how successful they are. What is their contingency plan? So what happens if they retire, they pass away, they move on? You know, that's important. Also know that if they did, you'd be right back where you are now looking for a new advisor. So it's not the end of the world, but it's something to take into consideration. You need to know that you're in line with their views. In other words, that they have your best interests at heart, you understand what they're saying, and you have a say in the model that they're putting together, in the plan that they're putting together. Because it should be your numbers, your goals, your trips, and that you understand why you're doing what you're doing. You know, creating, then implementing, and periodically revisiting a strategy designed to maximize your retirement assets presents a complex set of challenges. Challenges you don't want to just put in the hands of anybody. Why not put your life savings in the hands of a genuine retirement professional? If you're one of the first 10 callers today at 913-685-9422, we're going to put you through our Roundtable Retirement Review. This Roundtable Retirement process is proprietary to Retirement Solutions Group and was created to help people create a tax-efficient plan that looks at legacy, healthcare, income, and investment planning, all the things we need to get to and through retirement. All you have to do is pick up the phone, call right now, and be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
So glad to have you with us here on the program today. Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network alongside Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. His web address, if you haven't visited yet, go to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. We're discussing today common misconceptions about retirement planning. Alan, what's another myth that you want to clear up?
Megan, what I want to talk about right now is the assumption that just because they're a financial professional, that they're obligated to always put your interest above their own. This is something we try and talk about each and every week, which is the concept of working with a fiduciary. Now, the federal government put out a law, and it's been through the Department of Labor, and it's been pushed back a little bit. The concept of it is that whoever you're working with, as long as you're working with qualified money, that's your IRA, 401k, 403b, monies you haven't paid taxes on yet, they have to act like a fiduciary. Well, that would be like saying you're working with somebody who has to act like a doctor, even though they haven't been to medical school. I think it's very important that you're working with somebody who is a fiduciary. That's how important it is. And the government's put this law to try and protect us. But conceptually, it's like what I just said. You don't want to work with somebody who has to act like a doctor. You want to work with somebody who is a doctor. It's like those commercials. Are you a doctor? No, but I play one on TV. You know, you want to work with somebody who has taken the professional exam, who follows the rules and is accountable to actually being a fiduciary. And a fiduciary means they are obligated under the terms of their professional license or designation to always put the interests of their client first, above their own interest and those of the firm or the company. And that company would be those whose products and services they represent. So here at Retirement Solutions Group, the only name on the door is Retirement Solutions Group. We don't have a master we serve other than you. We are truly follow the fiduciary letter to the law. So when somebody comes in, we have to ask, where are all your funds? How are they all working? We at least need to see them. It doesn't mean you have to put everything here. I had a gentleman and his wife come to a seminar. I invited him to the office. I told them we were fiduciaries and that we have to at least see where everything is. And when he came in, he said, here's $45,000 I'd like to do something with. And I asked him where everything else was. And he says, well, I don't want to share that with you. I explained to him what a fiduciary was. And then I kindly said, when you decide that you want to share everything else with us, then you can come back. But I cannot take one piece of the puzzle out of context and tell you how it's going to work with everything else. As a fiduciary, we must make sure everything's playing nice together, everything's correlated, working together, because we're held accountable. And that's what you should want as you travel to and through retirement.
So, Alan, if a financial professional, if they're not required to meet that fiduciary standard, what other standard do they follow?
Well, the standard that's been out there for a long time is the suitability standard. It means that it just has to be suitable. They, you know, you and the salesperson talk about it and you understand enough. This seems like it's suitable. It doesn't mean it's the best for you, the most efficient, but you understand what you're taking advantage of and purchasing. You know, so it requires them to recommend products that are quote unquote suitable to the client. That is, that they recommend security or products that fit the client's investing objectives, needs, or concern. Doesn't mean it's the best product. It just meets your objectives. You know, it's not a bad standard, but it does leave a lot to interpretation. So the idea of the DOL regulation, the law that came out last year, is to make sure that everybody's working with qualified dollars is giving you the best product possible, not just the most suitable product. But that's a very fine line. And it's so gray right now, because if you're working for a company that's proprietary, meaning they only offer their own products or they only have certain products to offer, then you're limited to those products. And under the current law, that means if it's the best they got, then I guess it's they're being a fiduciary with the products they have. Here at Retirement Solutions Group, we work for you. So we go out and find the best products for you, and we can get just about everything out there, so we can document that we're giving you the most appropriate product, the best product or solution that is what you need. And that's what's important as you get to retirement, is knowing who you can trust. It can be very confusing, and it's so important. Given how much is riding on ensuring you'll have enough income to last throughout retirement, there's much to gain from engaging with a financial professional who has experience creating coordinating retirement income strategies. Now is a great time to get a no obligation, customized retirement roundtable review. It's going to help uncover areas where there may be opportunity to help grow your retirement nest egg, so it will provide enough income for as long as you need it. This analysis, it includes so many things to help you get to and through retirement, such as how to help with your Social Security, your income stream, make sure you have the most appropriate market strategy to address healthcare, taxes, inflations, and overexposure to certain market risks. This no obligation analysis, I'm limiting it to the first 10 callers on today's show at 913-685-9422. So pick up the phone now, give us a call, 913-685-9422. I ask you, what's the harm in getting a second opinion on your strategy? There's nothing. So call me now, 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies using a variety of insurance and investment products. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to safety, security, or guaranteed lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Retirement Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.